your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network. Careful, the health talk show you're about to enjoy is extremely hot. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
To help you extend your health span. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I am here to help inform you on all the latest news and information so that you can protect your most precious possession, your health. And we do that by offering up the latest news for you that you may not hear about anywhere else. Interesting, helpful news, as well as special guests, which we have a couple scheduled today. You won't want to go anywhere because we're going to have some life-saving topics that I think you're going to enjoy and benefit through and by. And an opportunity also to call into the radio show here and ask a question about your own personal health. All of that and a lot more yet to come on the program. Let me give out our toll-free number for you. Write it down for safekeeping. Pass it on to all your sick loved ones and friends and neighbors and coworkers so they have the number, so they too can have access to this program toll free at 1-888-553-7262. Taking questions on the subject of health at 1-888-55-DR-BOB. 888-553-7262. You've entered a healing zone where people, special like-minded people, gather each and every week to talk about this important topic of health. Because with health, you have everything, and without it, you basically have nothing. My goal is to help you to become independently healthy as opposed to dependently sick, which most people are in America past a certain age. So if you're inclined to get healthy naturally and stay that way, call into the program with a concern or question or issue or quagmire related to your own health or somebody else's health at 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55-DR-BOB. Now, before we get to some of the things I want to talk about, let's take care of some business from last weekend's radio show in that we had a health poll question we asked you to give us your opinion of last week. Last week, if you were here or if you weren't, we asked a question about the big C. Now, a diagnosis of cancer, of course, is among the worst news anyone can receive. It just puts fear in the minds of everyone, cancer. We know little about it. And there is no cure per se. However, there are ways to prevent it. We do know that. A certain percentage of people choose, when they receive a cancer diagnosis, they choose not to tell their close friends or their loved ones, their members of their family. They just don't want to disturb them. They don't want to create emotional turmoil in them as well, in their loved ones as well. So we ask you the question, and I posted it up on my website. Many of you went to that website and voted, and we thank you for that. Many people have considered or consider not telling close friends and family members about their cancer diagnosis. So we ask the question, would you tell your family you had cancer? Yes or no? And the reason we asked this question is there was a big survey that was developed about this, and the researchers who did the survey found that 25% of people polled said that they would consider keeping the bad news about a cancer diagnosis away from their loved ones. 25%. I thought that was high. Well, you voted, and thank you again for making the effort to go to my website at drbob.com and vote on it. Here are the results. When asked, would you tell your family you had cancer? 84% of you said yes. 16% of you said no. So it was a little lower on the nay side than the national poll that was taken. And very interesting. And I appreciate, again, you participating in that poll. Now then, I want to get started this hour talking about, because we've got a special guest coming up, about milk and the fact that I was, like many of you, brainwashed into believing that milk does a body good. Milk does the bones good. If you drink milk and eat dairy products, you're going to have less likelihood of bone fractures, and you'll have stronger bones, and you'll have less osteoporosis. The opposite is true, folks. You've been brainwashed. Drinking milk may not lower the risk of fracturing bones, a study in the prestigious British Medical Journal finally coughs up. The research conducted in Sweden showed women who drank more than 3 glasses of milk a day were actually more likely to break bones than those who had less. Let me repeat that, because brainwashing is effective. Women who drank more than 3 glasses or consumed dairy foods equivalent to 3 glasses of milk a day, not only did they not reduce the risk of fracture, but their bones were more likely to break. That's what the researchers in Sweden said. Now, this is going to be hard to erase all the propaganda and all the lies that the dairy industry and the AMA has put in your head all these years. And you might say, well, it had to be a small study, right, Dr. Bob? No. 61,400 women over a long period of time, 20-year follow-up on this. And not only did the bones not get stronger with the more milk they drank, they got weaker, but also in the case of men, the same was true. The same, and the rate of death, the high intake group, the women who took in more than the equivalent of 3 glasses of milk a day, that would include cheese and milk and everything else, the higher the intake group, the higher the death rate as well. Now, men were monitored on average for about 11 years after the survey, and results showed similar but less pronounced trends. So one might say to yourself, okay, well, geez, zooks, what am I going to put in my cereal? What do I put in my coffee? How do I cook? How do I do this? I don't know how to function without cow milk. Well, there are options. There's good news. You have tons of alternative milks available at the level of the health food store, health grocery store. Try them. You'll like them, like almond milk, hemp milk, cashew milk, oat milk, coconut milk. There's all kinds of options for you to look into that you otherwise may not have known about prior to this. Just start reviewing the things that are available in the health food store. Folks, there is no biological requirement for cow's milk. It is nature's perfect food, but only if you're a calf, for God's sake. So unless you are a cow, you don't need cow's milk. The evidence of the benefits is outstated, and the evidence of the harm in human populations is increasing. We're finally getting this message out. We've been talking about it on this radio show for 35 years behind this microphone. Everybody thinks you're crazy when you state it, especially if they don't have any other documentation or evidence to suggest otherwise. You have options, folks. I know it's hard to break those behaviors, but maybe it'll help you to understand and remind you that there are a lot of harmful qualities of cow milk, unless you're a calf. The fat that you eat is the fat that you wear, folks. Whole milk is 50% fat. Milk advertised as 1% or low fat is still 18% fat, and cheese is 70% fat. The risk of heart attacks and strokes most strongly tied into animal fats, called saturated fats. Dairy fat is 97% saturated fat. I mean, I could go on and on and on. All the chemicals in milk, all the antibiotics, all the hormones that the milk farmers put in there to make the cows produce more milk, putting in recombinant bovine growth hormone. It's time to stop milk. Try the 30-day challenge on yourself. Just stop cow's milk for 30 days. See how you feel at the end of that time. See how you're less constipated, less tired, less allergic. You don't need it. If you want options, get yourself over to the health food store. There are tons of them there that are a lot healthy for you. All right, we're going to introduce you to our special guest. Stand by and have something to write with and write on. Very important information coming up. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Hi, Dr. Bob here from my friends at U.S. Organic. Please grab a pen because I'm going to tell you about the best anti-itch balm known to man. Everyone experiences an occasional itch from time to time, but what about those itches that drive you crazy during the day or night, no matter what you do? And, unfortunately, the use of steroids and over-the-counter cream can be very problematic. Anti-Itch Balm by U.S. Organic to the rescue. If you want fast, effective, and non-toxic relief from itching anytime or any place, Anti-Itch Balm by U.S. Organic is for you. It's non-prescription, certified 100% organic. And best of all, it works quickly to stop itching. Use Anti-Itch Balm and say goodbye to those incessant itches. Why let itching disturb your quality of life any longer? To order Anti-Itch Balm by U.S. Organic, call toll-free 844-859-2080, 844-859-2080, or antiitchbalm.com.
Members of Congress...
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
This is a report by Honda. Shopping for a new SUV? You're not alone. The small SUV and crossover segment is one of the fastest growing car segments, making up 12.1% of all new car sales. This is an increase from 11.2% in 2011 and a jump from 2007 when it only made up 6.7% of the market. So you may want to hear who Motor Trend just announced as its 2015 Sport Utility Vehicle of the Year. Editor-in-Chief Edward Lowe.
The 2015 Honda CR-V impressed our judges with its extensive list of delightful design and thoughtful engineering improvements. Our editors were especially impressed by Honda's responsive and efficient, continuously variable transmission and sophisticated safety system, particularly the smart and seamlessly integrated lane-keeping assist system. Efficient, practical, and a joy to drive, the 2015 Honda CR-V does virtually everything well.
Motor Trend bases its decision off of six criteria, including advancement in design, efficiency, engineering excellence, performance of intended function, safety, and value. For more, visit MotorTrend.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The following segment is sponsored by American Health, Inc.
Well, if you've decided to get back to feeling good again like you used to, you've come to the right place. Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you for tuning into the radio program, and also a special thank you to those folks who continue to spread the good word about this show so that your loved ones, your coworkers, and your friends can also have the opportunity to tune into the program so they can learn about their most precious possession, health. We all know that health is your most precious possession, and what we do here each and every week is we help inform you about how to get healthy and stay healthy naturally. And we hope you were listening to the last segment on the program where I spoke about the fact that new information is finally starting to emerge that most of us growing up have been brainwashed about drinking milk and taking in dairy products. Big, big research out of Sweden on women who drank more than 3 glasses of milk a day were not only not protected from fractures and osteoporosis, but they had a higher level of it. So that's a tough brainwashing to get over when you've heard it so many times. And the American dairy industry has done a good job, as has the AMA, of convincing people that if you don't drink milk, not only are you going to have weak bones and be able to have fractured bones, but you'll also have pimples and you won't get dates and everything else. I mean, they've done a great job at campaigning on that. You've got to reverse that. There's lots of options waiting to learn about at the health food store. And our next topic and our special guest sort of ties into this to a degree in that, you know, people often ask me, Dr. Bob, why do I need to replenish the good bacteria in my gastrointestinal tract? Isn't it already replete with all the bacteria that I need and want? And the answer is no, it's not, because we get hit with so many things in our life that disturb and disrupt that good bacterial flora. The good guys staying in charge of all the immune system in your GI tract and keeping the bad guys under control. That's the relationship that goes on. But we get a lot of trauma to that area in the form of, well, dairy foods, because many of them contain antibiotic residues, and that destroys the good, healthy bacteria, because it's a sort of like an antibiotic, is a scorched earth kind of a treatment, meaning that when you take it in, whether it's prescription antibiotics or in food, i.e. milk, or in chlorinated water, or what else? Birth control pills, hormone replacement therapy, bad case of food poisoning. These are things that will rock your world in your digestive tract and set into motion a cascade of very unhealthy issues. We're going to be joined now by a very special guest to bring us up to speed on the importance of probiotics. Her name is Dr. Susan Mittmesser. She is the Director of Nutrition Research at MBTY. Dr. Mittmesser completed a PhD in nutritional biochemistry from the University of Nebraska and a master's degree from the University of Nebraska Medical Center. She brings numerous years of experience in the nutrition industry and is an adjunct professor in the Department of Family Medicine at Stony Brook University. She has published in many peer-reviewed journals and is a contributing author for books, chapters relating to nutrition in adult and pediatric populations. Dr. Mittmesser is here to help us better understand the importance of probiotic supplementation. Let us welcome back to the program Dr. Susan Mittmesser. Welcome to you, Dr. Mittmesser.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
All right. So, by virtue of the introduction, there are, I'm certain, people, new listeners to the show, or people who may not have ever given it a second thought about, you know, what are probiotics? We're seeing now, we're being educated through television on commercials, and some people get that message. But let's just go and step back just for a moment here. And talk about the basics and start with what are probiotics briefly. What are probiotics and what do they do for us?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. And we're fortunate to have the World Health Organization on our side to help us define probiotics. So according to the World Health Organization, probiotics are live microorganisms that, when administered in an adequate amount, confer a health benefit on the host. So probiotics can include bacteria derived from the human microflora or from food, and can support overall wellness by balancing, as you just mentioned, the microflora, the good and the bad, in our gut and contribute to its functions.
Okay. And so let's go back even a little bit further. It is my understanding that when a mother breastfeeds her newborn child, that's when the milk of the mother, the colostrum, and then the breast milk starts to lay down the ground for the microbiome, the good bacteria in the gastrointestinal tract. Is that true?
Yeah, so there's, you know, we have to, I appreciate let's starting from the beginning. So before birth, we as humans, we have a relatively sterile gut. And then the mode of food, whether it's breast milk or formula, can modify that gut microflora in the beginning, but then even further as the child develops and they're introduced to complementary foods, that also starts to expose the child to an array of environmental microorganisms. And those bacteria then begin to form and form this symbiotic relationship with the human body. And so there are lots of opportunities to interject or modify the gut microbiome at that juncture, especially when there's lots and lots of growth going on.
So bacteria, we always think of bacteria as a negative connotation. It's not really bad because it's my understanding there's more bacteria in the human healthy gastrointestinal tract as there is human beings on planet Earth.
Right. Yeah, it's very interesting. So the bacteria cells in our body outnumber the human cells in our body 10 to 1. And furthermore, there's over 400 species of bugs in our body. So when you step back and think about it, that's astounding, right? And so there's no question as to why we're now finding all this emerging data and links to other biological systems and other metabolisms within our body, and how we're now finding out that they really are linked to our gut and all those good, the balance of the good and the bad bacteria in our gut and all the influences that they really do have.
Mm-hmm. And you can see a lot of examples of symbiotic relationships in nature everywhere you turn. So it's not unusual to have that kind of balance. I mean, it's almost like everybody knows about yin and yang. You know, it just happens, and it's important when it is upset, any balance that's supposed to be there, bad things come in its wake. All right, so why do we really need the probiotics?
Well, we need it because it has, as I mentioned, there's such emerging data on the links between the gut and all these other biological systems. So we need it to help maintain those good and bad balances. I think it's been touted numerous times and cited numerous times that 70% of our immune cells actually reside in our gut. And so there's this gut health and immune health going hand in hand, and so that's just one aspect. But then we also have the aspect of digestion and intestinal health, and you know, the bacteria in our gut actually, on a very simple standpoint, they help break down foods to more usable nutrients. And so, you know, we're eating every day, and we need to maintain the balance of the good and the bad, and to further help break down and further help with the absorption and the absorbability of these nutrients in a more efficient way.
All right. And, you know, I think that what the public is seeing on television with the commercials, they're being inundated with commercials with movie stars talking about, you know, you've got to have this good bacteria. It's good for your digestive system. I see commercials constantly on various products, including Activia and all of that. When we come back from this break, Dr. Mitmesser, I'm going to have you discuss whether or not all probiotics are the same. Is it all the same, everything everybody's talking about?
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Many know Ed Shames as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed Shames, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Anyone who runs a business knows the importance of having good employees. The ability to hire good people is crucial to the success of anyone who wants to do well in business. That also occasionally requires letting go an employee that doesn't fit the business's needs or doesn't do the work well enough. Yet today there are numerous laws and regulations that keep businesses from staying nimble in a competitive environment. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's clear that government does not have the right to tell businesses whom to hire and whom to retain. A good job is a privilege to be earned, not a right to be guaranteed by government. The ability to start and grow a successful business with the help of good employees is an important right due.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Secret Nerve Cures at Amazon.com.
This half hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show is sponsored by Nutritional Testing Services. You can order at-home tests for mineral deficiency, toxic metals, saliva hormone tests, digestive tests, thyroid tests, and more by calling 1-800-606-8822. That's 1-800-606-8822.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We're going to return to our special guest in a little bit, and later in this hour, we'll return to our regular format where we open the phone lines to open line health questions so that you can call in with your question about health on our toll-free number at 1-888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB. We'll get back to our special guest in just a little bit, but first this, you know, I often see movie stars that I used to watch on television. I see them later in life, and I say to myself, where did Mary Tyler Moore go? Who's that woman on television that I don't recognize? What happened to Renee Zellweger? She recently had surgery, and they've messed her up. She doesn't look the same, folks. She looks like it's from an alternate universe she is now. It's sad, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to elect to have risky surgery to look younger. But why on earth would anyone take such dramatic risk and possible permanent regret when there's a better way to go? Here's what Joanne from the state of Connecticut had to say about using GenuCell. It's a topical stem cell plant treatment for people who have bags and puffiness under their eyes. She says, my husband looks 10 years younger after using GenuCell. He saw the results in the first day he used it. I've also had remarkable results. Can't be without it. Well, thanks for providing that testimonial, Joanne. This stuff works. It's called GenuCell. It's a topical. Imagine the bags and puffiness under your eyes gone once and for all. That's years off your appearance. GenuCell by Chomani is an easy-to-use topical. GenuCell contains all natural ingredients at clinically proven concentrations for incredible results safely, quickly, and it's simple as that, folks. In fact, with immediate effects, you'll see the results, like Joanne, in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Why look tired and older if you don't have to? Avoid those time-consuming cover-ups, putting makeup on and hiding behind glasses because you have puffiness and dark circles under the eyes and all those things that you don't like looking at back in the mirror. Call now and try GenuCell risk-free with a money-back guarantee. 800-543-6596. Learn what hundreds of thousands of people are doing to help with bags and puffiness under their eyes gone with GenuCell. 800-543-6596. If you order in the next 20 minutes, Shomini will double your supply of GenuCell absolutely free. Call now, 800-543-6596 for GenuCell. 800-543-6596 for GenuCell. Our special guest is Dr. Susan Mittmesser. We're talking about the importance of probiotics. And prior to taking that last break, I asked Dr. Mittmesser to tell us whether or not all probiotics are the same, because we hear on television, we see advertisements that this one has got 60 trillion parts of bacteria in there, and this one has this. How does the average consumer discern between what's good, what's bad, and what's a lot of hype, Dr. Mittmesser?
Yeah, it's quite confusing. And unfortunately, I don't think we're there yet, but we're slowly making progress. And I think you alluded to this earlier, where there are some other industries, such as the yogurt industry, that is making some headway. But I think it's important in the dietary supplement space to understand that not all probiotics are created equal. And there are many differences in the strains of the probiotics, and the strain is linked to a specific health benefit, depending on the system that it, the strain of probiotic affects. And you can relate this similarly to vitamins. So you know how we say vitamin D helps with bone health? Well, we can't say that all vitamins help with bone health, right? And probiotics are very, very similar. You have a specific strain of probiotic, and that specific probiotic strain is linked to or shown to have a specific health benefit. And we need to start looking at our probiotics like that, so not generalizing the probiotic strains to, you know, encompass any and everything. And, you know, this is also based on the emerging science behind probiotics, because it's a lot newer than the science behind vitamin D, to be honest. So this is where I think a brand reputation comes into play, too, like the American Health brand that is, you know, I know the science behind the products, and I know the quality that goes into the products. So to me, brand is very important in this space, because there is so much confusing and conflicting information out there.
Oh, that is so, so true. Can you explain briefly to the audience how probiotics influence our immune systems?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, roughly 70% of our immune cells are in our gut. And so the gut and the immune system go hand in hand. And probiotics have been shown to regulate the production of things like antibodies, which is part of the immune system, as well as inflammatory compounds, such as things complicated as cytokines and things like that. So because so much of our immune system is in our gut, it's having these influences. And every year, actually, the probiotic community and the microbiota community is able to identify mechanisms of action in how these probiotics are actually managing, so to speak, that good and bad bacteria balance in our gut, and they're being able to identify, okay, this is helping with ensuring the integrity of the small intestine and the cells within the small intestine, and any cadences that go on to help influence the immune system from there.
Okay, and what about in the case you mentioned the immune system and digestion? Does that mean then that poor gut health automatically means poor immune health, because a lot of people have trouble with their digestive systems?
Yeah, You know, it's not a guarantee, right? There's not obviously a direct guarantee that if you have poor digestive health, you're going to have poor immune health. But they do go hand in hand, and we're identifying more and more aspects of that. So, you know, from the very basic standpoint of breaking down foods in the gut, so that's a digestive function. However, how those foods are broken down and the absorbability, so to speak, of those nutrients that are broken down can have an influence on the immune health. So sometimes it's not as prevalent. You know, you may not notice it, but perhaps you get a cold more often than not. And it's hard to make that direct link that, oh, maybe it's because I'm eating poorly this week, or I've been on holiday for a week and I've just, you know, been eating a lot of foods that I normally don't. That really, really can fluctuate the balance between your good and bad bacteria in your gut. And it does have an impact on overall health.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest is Dr. Susan Mittmesser, PhD. We're talking about the importance of probiotics as it relates to human health. And when we come back from a short break here, we're going to ask her to talk about something that's emerging very quickly in the scientific community and also in the health industry, prebiotics. Everybody's heard by now about probiotics, but what in the heck are prebiotics? And are probiotics good for both adults and children? We'll get those answers when we come back. Right back. High blood pressure is the silent killer that terrorizes 1 in 4 Americans. Experts recommend high blood pressure prevention to prevent critical damage to major organs like the heart, brain, kidneys, and eyes. Do you have high blood pressure? Are you tired of the side effects of prescription blood pressure drugs? Try PressAsure, the safe, effective, natural remedy for high blood pressure with no adverse side effects. PressAsure is the number one selling all-natural product in Asia, recommended by thousands of hospitals. PressAsure begins regulating blood pressure immediately. Do what thousands do for high blood pressure. Take PressAsure. Call 1-888-686-3683. That's 1-888-686-3683 or go to PressAsure.com. Mention this show and you'll receive 3 bottles of PressAsure for the price of 2. That's right. Get 1 bottle absolutely free. Call 1-888-686-3683. Call right now and you'll also receive a free bottle of multivitamins with the special. That's 888-686-3683.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though. If calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
If you're one of the growing number of Americans concerned with digestive health, help get the digestive balance you need with probiotics from American Health. Digestion is more than just about the foods we eat. It plays a vital role in our daily health by transforming the food we eat into absorbable nutrients, which the body can then use for energy. An imbalance in the types of bacteria in your intestinal tract can disrupt healthy digestion and ultimately the way you feel. By delivering up to 20 billion live organisms per serving, probiotics from American Health support the balance of good bacteria in your gastrointestinal system and help ensure your digestion is performing at its best. Look for American Health Delicious Probiotic Chewables, our combination enzyme probiotic complex, and our once daily controlled delivery probiotic CD formula at your favorite health food store. You'll see they truly are the next generation in digestive health. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's your prescription. Follow Dr. Bob Martin on Facebook. Friend him today at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
At a a healthy welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Coming up later on in the program, I'm going to be talking about C-sections or cesarean delivery sections are now on the rise. They've been on the rise for decades. Now researchers are linking C-section delivery to a rise in autism in babies and ADHD. So we'll get into that coming up on the program today, plus this week's installments of The Health Alternative, Outrage, and Mystery of the Week. Our special guest this segment of the program is Dr. Susan Mittmesser. She is the Director of Nutrition Research at NBTY. We're talking about probiotics, how important they are. And prior to taking the break, I said that I would ask her about prebiotics. That seems to be a very fast emerging category within the nutrition industry. We see a lot of research coming in on it as well. Can you briefly explain to our audience, those who are not familiar with it, what prebiotics are?
Yeah, so you can think of prebiotics almost as the food for the probiotic. Prebiotics are typically carbohydrates, things you may have heard of like inulin, FOS, or GOS, those are prebiotic fibers. And what happens is when you eat one of those prebiotic fibers, the bacteria in our gut, the good bacteria, feed off of that, and they convert those carbohydrates to good things like short-chain fatty acids, and those are become nutrients for the specific cells in our gut, and they help actually regulate gut function. So, and there's also some emerging evidence that you mentioned about even smaller molecules like flavanols from cocoa and other plant foods that have prebiotic properties. So it's still emerging, but there is definitely a link to prebiotics and probiotics. But in general, just thinking of it like prebiotic being the food for the probiotic to feed on in the gut is a good way to think of it.
Okay, great. And what about adults are picking up on the probiotic necessity in the story out there and benefiting, but do children benefit and need probiotics?
Yeah, this is a great question. And first of all, we briefly mentioned this, you know, when we're born, we have a fairly sterile gut. As we are introduced to different types of foods and an array of foods and complementary feeding as a young child, our exposure to microbes and microorganisms increases, right? And so our gut is changing, and there's such rapid growth. So we all have, including children, have this good and bad balance. It changes as we're introduced to new environments, and that being those new environments many times being different varieties of food. So children definitely can have probiotics can have an impact on children's guts. But one thing you want to look for is to ensure that the probiotic that you're feeding to your child is studied and researched in that age population. Not all age populations or age categories are created equal, right? There's different rates of growth. Similarly with elderly, you know, things are changing differently than a normal, healthy adult population. So number one, you want to make sure that that probiotic is studied in the specific population that you're going to feed the probiotic to. And this is, again, where brand matters. You want to make sure that you have a brand that you trust. You know the science behind what science goes into it. You know the quality of the probiotic. You know, children are a vulnerable population, so we want to make sure that we're feeding them something that's safe.
All right. And during the break, the last break, one of my producers asked me, well, how do you really know if you need a probiotic supplement? And I answered it before we went back on the air, and I said, well, here's how you don't know. If you don't need a probiotic if you are already room temperature. For everybody else, they need probiotics. Am I pretty much on the mark there or not?
Yeah, so first of all, none of us eat perfect all the time, right? Including me.
Right.
So, you know, there are certain things things that may make you more prone to needing a probiotic, such as if you don't eat a lot of fermented foods. So if you don't eat a lot of yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, or things on a regular basis, you may not be replenishing your microbiota appropriately. Additionally, if you are taking antibiotics, you know, as you mentioned earlier in your show, antibiotics wipe out everything, including the good stuff, not only the bad stuff. And so if you're on chronic antibiotic use, you know, that may be an indication that a supplement may be necessary. Or stresses in our life, and those stresses impacted with not eating a well-balanced diet or a, you know, not having a lot of plant foods in our diet can also modify our microbiota. So those are examples of people that may benefit from a probiotic supplement. And I think you and I both would fit in one or more of those categories.
Right. All right, Dr. Mitmesser, I want to thank you for joining us on the program today. I also want to alert our audience, if you're looking for probiotics, they're at the health food store. And they are, there are plenty of ways of delivery in terms of the type of probiotic that you can take. She mentioned American Health Probiotics, comes in the liquid form, comes in tablet form, a chewable tablet, which is delicious, and in capsule form, American Health. In fact, look for American Health in your health food store, or you can call the company, and they can answer any questions beyond this conversation that you may have at 800-445-7137. American Health at 1-800-445-7137. Look for American Health probiotic products in your favorite health food store. And again, thank you so much, Dr. Susan Mitmesser, for joining us here on the program. We appreciate your time on the weekend to join us to discuss the topic of probiotics.
Oh, it's always a great
ladies and gentlemen,
to be on
the show. Thank you again for your conversation. And the folks, stand by, because we're going to go back to our normal format coming up very shortly here. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
The preceding segment was sponsored by American Health, Inc.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film, The War. But few remember he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. I thought, and I'm riding the Harley Davidson, and I thought, shoot, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteranCenter.org.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 7676 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7676.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. 1 ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for lethal dose to death.
That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
listen to Dr. Bob's entire three-hour show, live or podcast, just go to Dr. Bob's webpage at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
Years and years ago, when I used to travel a tremendous amount to various symposiums and seminars to hear doctors from all over the planet, one particular doctor by the name of Dr. Bernard Jensen used to state in his seminars that death begins in our gut. And I never really understood that until I better understood the value and the efficacy of how important good bacterial flora is in the gastrointestinal tract. And Dr. Susan Mittmesser reminds me of all of that. There are so many problems that we have with our immune systems that begin there. Now, some of the end products of those immune system problems are seen by physicians that are trained in advanced alternative medical care. Those are the kind of physicians, the doctors, that actually treat the difficult cases that are unable to respond to conventional care in medicine, like with autoimmune diseases, cancer, Lyme disease, hormone problems, chronic inflammation. If you've got a recalcitrant health problem, a difficult health problem that your doctor's not able to figure out because perhaps your doctor is not aware of all the most recent developments that are going on in the area of advanced alternative medical care, if you're struggling in that arena with whatever disease you've been diagnosed with, then it's time to call the physicians at Sunridge Medical Center. Sunridge Medical Center treat cancer patients in a very different way with advanced alternative medical treatments. Safe, effective, and innovative treatment protocols, that's what they offer at Sunridge Medical Center. Check them out on their website at sunridgemedical.com. Sunridgemedical.com. Or better yet, give a phone call over to them and see if you can start off with a consultation over the phone to see if you're a candidate for the type of care that they deliver, and they deliver well. Their toll-free number is 1-800-923-7404. 1-800-923-7404. You'll never know unless you start asking questions. Why go down with a sinking ship just because your doctor's not able to help you because you like your doctor or you have faith in your doctor? You owe it to yourself and your family to look into everything that's available to improve the quality of your life. Sunridge Medical Center, that's what they do. 1-800-923-7404 or sunridgemedical.com on the internet. All right, folks, stand by, because when we come back, I'm going to be talking about how C-section delivery is linked to an increase in autism and ADHD risk. C-section deliveries are on the rise. We've talked about it many times. And we're coming back also with your phone calls and questions. If you want to join us here on the show with your question, you can right now. 1-888-553-7262. We'll be right back.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones in the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I'd say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summerfest.
Terry Wheat.
Ooh, Terry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take responsibly.